This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected brothers, elders, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Today's topic is something which obviously we often think about and we often aspire to look up to, the wali of Allah. And what is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From the India subcontinent, we generally have a particular perception of what a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We will explore this and see if this is the only concept of wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if there are other wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. And also, our perception of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does it actually conform with the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the awliya Allah, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no khawf, no fear upon them, وَلَا يَحْزَنُونَ, and nor will they grieve. Also, the Quran mentions that Allah وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the wali, the guardian of everybody who believes. He takes them out of dhulamat, darknesses, and he brings them to the light of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a special status in this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because only in two places does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare war. One is that person who takes usury. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war on a person who takes usury. And the second is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ada li waliyan. The Messenger of Allah says, whoever harms, creates enmity to a wali of mine, then I declare war upon that person. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war upon that person who has enmity, hate, malice towards the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the status of a wali. And the greatest awliya Allah are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. No wali, no matter the highest wali that has ever lived, can reach the lowest status of a Sahabi. Allah says in the Quran, As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-ladhina taba'uhum bi-ihsanin radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah says that the first and the foremost from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, that these are the greatest of individuals. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest of individuals are As-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-Muhajirin wal-Ansar. And then Allah says, those who follow their way. So for a person to attain the status, a high status, he must follow the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What does Allah say when they follow? See, generally we say radiallahu anhum wa radu an. We say radiallahu anhum for the Sahaba. But deduced from this verse, the ulama say that too, you can say also radiallahu anhum for other than the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Why? Because it says وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. That those who follow the way of the Sahaba in a good manner, Allah is pleased with them, and they will be pleased with their abode by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the greatest form of wilaya is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were on. Now, what were the Sahaba like? What were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum like? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, he defined the Sahaba, من كان منكم مستنن فليستنن بمن قد مات. He said, whoever wants to follow the sunnah of anybody, من كان منكم مستنن, whoever wants to follow a sunnah, wants to follow the path of any individual, then follow the path of them who have passed away. Why? Because فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمُنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. Because a living person is not secure from fitna. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, if there's any individual you want to follow, then follow those who are dead. Because they are the only ones who secure from fitna. A person who's living can fall into all types of fitna. So you're looking up to a sheikh, a wali, who you regard as a wali. You're looking up to a maulana. But that maulana, that sheikh, that individual, is still alive. And we are all prone to fitnas. Even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the tawfiq to do tawbah, but there were at times, there were things that they'd done because they were human beings. So nobody who is alive should be made an absolute role model, because you will be very disappointed in your life, because there's no guarantee that that person will not fall into fitna. So he says, if you're going to follow an individual, then follow those who have died. Follow those who have passed away. Because they are the only ones who are guaranteed to not fall into fitna. There are many people who look up to shuyukh, who looked up to maulanas, who looked up to individuals. When they get very close to that person, they realize that that idealistic opinion that they had of that person, he doesn't live up to it. Not necessarily that person's fault, it's your fault for believing that that person had to be totally and utterly flawless. And then they walk away and they say, oh, that poor guy, you know, he had these flaws and he had this flaw. Who said that person was a Nabi? So then Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Those are the companions of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. If you want to follow anybody, he says, follow those who have passed away. But then he says, those people that you should follow are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Why? Because see, nobody else has been given a guarantee besides the Sahaba. Allah says, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. As far as the person who, other than them, Allah doesn't give a guarantee. The Quran and the Hadith doesn't speak about them. Believe it or not, your local Mawlana that you look up to, there's no Quran and Hadith saying that he's guaranteed to go into Jannah. Inshallah, he will go into Jannah, but no guarantee. What were these people like? They were abarru hadhihi al-umma quluban. Cleanest of heart. Mukhlis. Best of hearts. That's what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. A'maquha ilman. The depth of knowledge that the Sahaba had, nobody else had. No other individual had. Why? Because see, when revelation descended, they were there with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They understood revelation. They understood the context of revelation. They understood the mizaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nobody had deeper knowledge than the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَأَقَلُّهَا تُكَلُّفًا. The least of the takalluf, the least of needs and requirements. Were you ever put the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were happy. They didn't need you to put them up in a 5-star hotel. They didn't need you to give them a big meal when they came. They were people who lived on meager means, but they were satisfied. Today, subhanAllah, some of the people that we regard as the awliya Allah have the greatest takallufat, have the greatest needs, have the greatest requests, totally opposite to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But because we have this perception of what a wali is, because somebody told us he's a wali, because somebody told us he's got a big following, so he must be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, but then you see, he has a requirement. This is the car that must pick him up. This is the amount of people that must be around him. The message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as related by Imam Muslim, was walking past a lady and a child had passed away and she was crying. She was overcome by emotions. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, calm down, ittaqillah. And she said, because she didn't know that this was the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, you have not been afflicted by what I have been afflicted by. So look at the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, if it was, you know, somebody of status and high status in this world today, he would have turned, who are you talking to? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know I am the local sheikh, I'm the local peer, I'm the local MP, I'm the local rich person? How dare you speak to me like that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say a second word to her. Walked away. Because he understood that this woman is grieving. That this woman has been overtaken by emotions. Later on, somebody told her, you know who you just spoke to? You know who you spoke to? You spoke to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration of Sahih Muslim, the original is in the Bukhari, the Sahih, the narration of Sahih Muslim says, أَخَذَهَا كَالْمَوْتِ. It was as though the death had descended upon her. So then she went to the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so she describes this. She said, I went to the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were no guards on the door. There was no entourage. There was nothing. And then she said, I entered the house and I said, oh Messenger of Allah, I didn't know it was you who said this. And she said, the Messenger of Allah didn't rebuke me, didn't say anything. But he said, as-sabr in the sadmatil ula. Sabr should be at the first affliction. True sabr is when you are afflicted initially with a calamity, with a musibah. Then you do sabr at that time. Not, you know, afterwards, you've knocked somebody's lights out. And then later on you say, bro, I'm doing sabr. You know, you said whatever you wanted to. You sworn at everybody you wanted to. And now you say, bro, I'm doing sabr. No, a sabr in the sadmatil ula. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayhi, says on this narration, he says, why did the Messenger of Allah want people around him? He said, because this was the sign of worldly kings. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't worldly king. So sometimes the Sahaba were what? Aqallu tukallufan. The least of takalluf. The least of requirement. The least of desire. We regard a person, he must be serious because he's got 50 people walking behind him. That guy must be really serious. Because when he comes to Birmingham Airport, there's 150 people. He must be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By your definition of wilaya, the Sahaba were not walis. By your na'udhu billah definition of wilaya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a wali. If you have to go through 10 chains to speak to somebody, you say, man, this is the real McCoy. This is the real deal. But the Sahaba, aqalluha tukallufan. Then he says, قَوْمٌ أَخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهِ لِلصُّحْبَةِ نَبِيهِ. They were a group of people that Allah chose. They were so pure that Allah chose them for the company of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah looked into the hearts of individuals and He saw that whose heart were the best, and He saw that the heart of the Anbiya were the best, and then He chose them. Then He looked into the hearts of who were the best after them, and He found that the hearts of my Sahaba were the best, and then He chose them for me. And then He goes on to saying that these people, you should know their haqq, their status. But then the question arises, is it possible for us to become a wali of Allah? See, this is it. We have this perception, oh, he's a wali of Allah, I could never be a wali of Allah. And then we underplay the status. Oh no, he's got his father was a peer, and his father was a wali, and he's a wali, they must be walis, but me and you working in the council can't be a wali of Allah. You who are not imam in a masjid can't be a wali of Allah. You who is not a sheikh giving a talk can't be a wali of Allah. Now all of us can be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah really knows who the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But let me tell you what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. That there is nothing which brings my servant closer to me than that thing I have made farz upon him. The closest, that way that you will get close to Allah, is doing the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can never be a wali of Allah if you don't pray your farz. I was one day in Pakistan, and there was a person whose father was a wali of Allah, so his son was regarded as a wali of Allah. And so he's there. So I had just gone to Pakistan, he was in our village. So my father, rahmatullah alayhi, sat on the bed. I sat on the bed. Now this was a normal guy. MashaAllah, had a few sovereigns on as well. MashaAllah, looked the real part. So my aunties are looking, they all sit on the floor, and they're going like, sit on the floor. I said, no way. Adhan time, salah time, adhan goes off. The guy does not move from his bed. Doesn't move at all from his bed. Sitting there like this with a pillow. The rest of us, some of us went to go and pray salah. Now you can't be a wali of Allah if you don't fulfill the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab said the best of action are three. Fulfilling that which Allah has made farz upon you, abstaining from that which Allah has made haram upon you, and having a pure intention. This is the best action. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my servant carries on doing nafil. So he's done his farz. Now he's doing a nafil salah. He prays it tahajjud, prays it ishraq, prays it nafil after Jummah, prays it nafil after dhuhr. He gives nafil sadaqah, he fasts nafil. Until he gets so close to me, Allah says, I love him. Allah says, I love that person. He's a wali of Allah. The awliya Allah, there's no hope upon them. There is no hope, there is no fear upon them. And they will not grieve in the hereafter. On the day of judgment, they will have a special status. So everybody here can be a wali of Allah. Don't just think, mashallah, your peer sahib is a wali of Allah, or your sheikh in your local masjid is a wali of Allah. Every single individual, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah says, until I love him. And then the hadith goes on, subhanallah. Allah says, until I become the hearing by which he hears, the eyes by which he watches, the hand by which he grips. Meaning Allah controls everything that you do. You don't hear haram. You don't speak haram. You don't touch haram. Nobody knows who really is a wali of Allah. But let me show you a few examples which the Prophet ﷺ said. One of the signs of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you remember him, you remember Allah. His piety, his taqwa, his good character, you see that person and you remember Allah. One. The second, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that on the day of judgment that there will be these individuals. Look at this, subhanAllah. There will be these individuals who the Anbiya and the Shuhada will look at and say, who are these people? We want to be like them. Look at this statement. The Anbiya, the Prophets, and the Shuhada. We want to be like them. So the Sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, tell us their qualities. Tell us the qualities of these people so we may recognize them. You know what the Messenger of Allah said? Something really simple. He said, those people who loved each other for the sake of Allah. Allah will put them on pulpits made out of gold and rubies on the day of judgment, that the Anbiya will see them and the Shuhada, the martyrs will see them. And they will say, oh Allah, we want to be, who are these individuals? And then the Prophet ﷺ recited a verse, "Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsunun." These people who love for the sake of Allah, the Messenger of Allah defined them as the awliya Allah. As the awliya Allah. And let me just finish with where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in a narration related by Sahih Muslim, who are the awliya Allah? Subhanallah. He said, the awliya Allah, Allah who loves, is al-abd al-taqi, pious person, al-ghani, a rich person, al-khafi, who nobody knows him. Wali of Allah. Allah loves that person who is pious, who is rich, but unknown. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that person is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's that person who desires the most respect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he prays, he worships well. Nobody knows him. Nobody points a finger at him that this guy is popular. He's unknown. He goes, when he dies, he goes, often he dies. The Messenger of Allah is saying, often he dies at a young age and nobody cries over him and he leaves no legacy in this dunya. There's no big name for him. But he's a wali in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they say, kam fi dunya ma'rufan majhulun fi samah. He said, how many people are well known in the dunya but unknown by Allah? وَقَمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَجْهُولٌ وَمَعْرُوفٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And how many people are unknown in this dunya, but their praises ring in the heavens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So guys, listen. Here's a free of charge recipe. You know they have these courses where you go to the courses on leadership skills and business skills. Yeah, and you pay thousands of pounds for them. Free of charge, I'm giving you the nuskha, the ingredients to become the waliyat of Allah. That's free of charge. You can pay me later if you want. I won't decline any envelopes. But if you don't want to pay me, inshallah, hereafter. Barakallah feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.